So, as we just mentioned, the euro hit another low against the dollar today, and it's all because of a crisis that began very, very slowly. Some problems with Greek bonds became a huge problem with the euro and the eurozone, and now people in Greece are having to face some severe economic realities. Watching all of this are Gregory Pappas, publisher and editor of the Greek America magazine. It's published every other month on all things Greek. He's also the founder of the Greek America Foundation. He's on the line from Chicago. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
And John Baglaneas is executive editor of the Hellenic Voice, the largest English language weekly Greek American publication published in all 50 states. He's on the line from Boston. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, John, let me just begin with you. You followed this probably as closely as anyone. What kind of a perspective do you have on what Greek citizens are going through? Today it was announced, for instance, that tax evaders are going to have their names published publicly in the newspapers.
Well, it's obviously a very difficult situation, and we as Greek Americans here have great sympathy and share what it is that our relatives and friends in the nation as a whole is going through over there. It's a symptomatic of what seems to be taking place throughout the Eurozone and elsewhere. But it's unfortunate that it has taken a form in which last week we had demonstrations and violence, and that fortunately has subsided significantly. But the government right now, and again, this is not something that just popped up in the last month or so.
Sure.
It's been for decades building, and it's finally culminated to a point where you just simply cannot continue to overspend more than what it is that you're taking in revenues. And that combined, I think, with the adjustment to the European Union involvement of Greece, as well as having pulled off a very successful Olympics that made us all proud back in 2004, has just culminated in a situation where that, combined with a lot of irresponsibility with each administration that has been in power in Greece in recent years and decades, has led to the current situation.
Sure. Well, the math, I think, is stark, but there's also a cultural question here. Gregory Pappas, and disagree with me if I'm wrong, why is it the case that Greek Americans have an extraordinary reputation for thrift, hardworking, for discipline, for political involvement, but the Greek government has a reputation for just the opposite, undisciplined, unbridled spending and a sense of entitlement? Why is that the case?
Well, I think that we're all cut from the same cloth. I mean, we're the same people. I am my father's son, and my father came from Greece, came from a country 50, 60 years ago. I don't think it's the people that are different. I think it's the system that is different. I think that the system in Greece is conducive to, and I hate to use the word laziness, but, you know, let's face it, the weather's different over there, and some will argue with me that weather cannot be a cultural issue. But take a look at our neighbors in Italy, our neighbors in southern France, our neighbors in Spain. We're a lot alike. So there is something to say for living in the Mediterranean country, in the Mediterranean zone. I think the system over there is conducive for people not to be as productive as we are here. I think it's horrible to generalize and say that all Greeks are lazy, but let's face it, the system that the government has created over the last 20, 30 years is one of entitlement, of one of vacation days and extra payroll, paychecks,
and such a gorgeous place as well. Gregory Pappas and John Baglaneas, I was in Athens last year when the stunning new Acropolis Museum opened. What a showpiece. What a gorgeous thing. When you look at that and see all the money that was spent on that and see what's going on with the country right now, how does that make you feel?
Well, go ahead, John.
Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry. First of all, I want to say that I have to agree with Greg. It does have a considerable amount to do with the climate and the resultant culture, which is more of a laid-back one and perhaps, dare I say, a greater appreciation of life. And that's the ambiguity in all of this. But with regard to your question, It's true. The museum, the Acropolis Museum, which is, as you say, it's just a phenomenal centerpiece in terms of our Hellenic culture now. And that combined with other things which the Greeks have tried to do in the sense of making the country proud, a country of 11 million people having pulled off the Olympics that they did in 2004, we're all familiar with. But it was quite clear to many at that time that sooner or later there would be a price to pay for
it.
Right, exactly.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that Greek Americans, or not Greek Americans, but the indigenous Greeks, they are hardworking. They have a great appreciation of life. They have a wonderful work ethic. However,
a lot of cynicism about the government.
It's about the government.
Yeah, a lot of cynicism about the government. Well, before we go, Gregory, let me leave this with you. Let's turn it around. You are possibly in a position to note American entitlement, American unbridled spending, and the notion that we might be in this same predicament. Gregory Pappas, do you have any sort of advice for Americans thinking about, but for the grace of God?
Well, I think they just need to watch what's going on over there, because a lot of the same things are happening here. These bailouts cannot continue in this country. Pretty soon, I mean, God forbid, we're going to have people on the streets here yelling at our own government, telling them, what's going on? Stop spending. Why are you cutting my benefits? So I hope we watch what's happening over there and we learn from what's happening over there. It's scary, and it really could be a contagion that does spread across the Atlantic if these administrations and these governments in this country do not watch what's happening over there.
Well, watching what's going on in Greece, Gregory Pappas is a publisher and editor of Greek America magazine. He joined us from Chicago. And John Baglanatis is executive editor of the Hellenic Voice, the largest English language weekly Greek American publication, published in all 50 states. He joined us from Boston. Thanks to both of you.
We've learned from Greece before.
Yeah, indeed. We've learned all of civilization. Now, one more thing.